Welcome to Learn with AC's Video Marketing Podcast, where you, the creative entrepreneur and successful business owner, can learn how to use video marketing in your business the right way. I am your host, Anisha Collins. Let's get into today's episode. Today, I'm going to talk to you about creating video for actual human beings. I know you're probably like, what the heck? Here she comes with another opener that's like, what? And then I explain, you're like, oh, okay. So this is what I'm talking about. Google now looks for keywords and text format that is written in like a human behavior type of wording. So instead of how we used to focus on like YouTube titles or video titles or even text-based titles that seem like the most sophisticated way of, you know, ranking something or keyword stuffing, now they pretty much want you to talk as a human would talk. So, for example, when you're going to use YouTube, right, they don't mind if the title is like, how do you record a podcast? Like something as simple as that, as opposed to something that might be a little bit more like a higher end word structure, which would be something like sophisticated ways to have the best visual and audio presence for podcast recording. No one's typing that. Like, it even took me a minute to kind of put those words together. Like, no one is typing that crap. They want you to keep it as simple as possible, but of course not create clickbait titles where your video is not relevant to what you're actually, you know, talking about, because that's annoying too. So when it comes to keyword density, just like with written word where you want to write for readers and then focus on some keyword use, you actually want to have the same mindset when it comes to video. You want your titles and your video content to be like you're having a conversation with someone. Then somewhere in the midst of that, you could throw in a little high end or higher, you know, power or whatever words you want to use. But initially, just coming off the bat where they're looking at you like, I don't know what the heck you're talking about or writing about, just makes it so much harder for them to connect with your content. And they're probably going to bounce because it was just above their level. Let's face it, like, you could be a genius. That's great. I'm not telling you not to be. What I'm saying is to make videos for humans, write for humans, speak if you're going to use a podcast for humans. You also want to remember that the best content is created for people who are looking for it, for readers first. So that means that, again, go back to that humanization. Go back to, okay, if someone was searching on Google for my content relevant to this video that I just, you know, did, produced, whatever the case may be, that means that you will actually have content that is going to be created specifically for them. I've talked about this briefly in other episodes. And so people, you should really know what I'm talking about by now. But if not, go back, listen to the first 20 episodes. Like, it's in there for sure. Okay, so that's my second tip for you. The next thing is to just speak naturally in your videos and try to use as much organic use of keywords as possible. Again, like, you don't want to be using terminology that people are not going to be searching for. And if you're listening to this, I mean, you are listening, but if you're listening to this saying to yourself, what the heck is she talking about? Why is this even relevant when most of that is relevant for written form? Well, now that we have, you know, things like AI coming into play, I mean, they've been there, but you know what I mean. The whole point is that Google can recognize voice. And if you're speaking things that are in your videos or your audio, your podcast, that is like, I don't know what the heck this is, it's just not going to rank. So it's almost like diluting a little bit of that perfect English that you had to use in high school that you got graded on and just basically saying, hey, have a conversation with me. That's pretty much to sum it up as far as how to actually use keyword density when you're using videos. Remember, you're creating for a human first, then you want to focus on keyword. I'm Anisha Collins, and I'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to ask me a question because they get answered here. Bye.